This week, from bus life to a travel trailer to two fifth wheels and an off-road rig, ranking our life on the road over the past 8 or 9 years, this is RV Miles.
Chances are you've seen them on the road. That's because Blue Ox designs and manufactures the best towing products in the industry. Just look around. You'll find them on highways and campgrounds and anywhere you find people traveling in the great outdoors. From award-winning tow bars and base plates to a full line of weight distribution hitches, adjustable ball mounts, and now they have fifth wheel hitches too. With Blue Ox, towing doesn't have to be a drag. Visit blueox.com for more information. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by Slinky Stove. Slinky Stove is the patented collapsible fire pit that stays intact when packed. It's perfect for RVs and car camping or in your own backyard. It sets up in seconds, providing you with smokeless airflow rings and a clean burning fire. No more dancing around campfire smoke. Inexpensive and packed with extras, the Slinky Stove offers a three-level cooking system that gives you flexibility, whether it's morning coffee or evening campfire chili. And with contained ash, cleanup's quick, just the way it should be on public lands. Order yours now at slinkystove.com or click the link in the description. Welcome to episode number 374 of RV Miles. I'm Jason.
And I'm Abby, and we are two RVers who, along with our three boys, Jack, Ethan, and Henry, have been crisscrossing all over North America since 2016. Here at RV Miles, we talk all things RV and outdoors, from industry news to travel destinations, national parks, and so much more.
Welcome back to one of our August mini episodes. It's going to be a shorter episode, as all of the five episodes for August are going to be. So we're going to do something really fun on this episode that is sort of preparation for the fact that we're about to have our mile marker fantasy football draft.
Isn't it?
It's draft time here around RV Miles, and we're going to have two leagues this year because we've got so many folks doing it. Plus, we have a family league that we're involved in. So each of us are in three fantasy football leagues.
Three chances for me to come out Super Bowl champion.
Three chances for Ethan to finally do it. Ethan is, he is the smartest football mind in any of the groups, and he has a rough time of it every year.
And as often happens with the smartest mind in the room, they overanalyze. They take way too long to get something done. As we have learned with Jason putting this episode for himself together today.
Well, it's kind of like that thing with the stock market too, where they say, like, you're better off just picking an index fund instead of having the professionals choose stocks because they don't do any better.
Grab a dart, throw it at the wall, wherever it lands. That's what I'm buying. That's there you go. That is not stock market advice. Please do not do what I just suggested.
So on this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to take 9 years of RV Miles travel. So from 2016 to 2024. And Abby and I are going to draft those years. Yes. So we each get a year and then the other person can't take it. There's going to be 4 years for each of us. There's going to be an oddball year that nobody picks. So it'll be interesting to see which one that is.
And 2025 is off the table because the year's not over yet. Yeah. And we do have a little bit of travel still left between homecoming and who knows what else. Because we say we're done traveling for this year. And then I sat down and looked at our calendar and we're traveling three times next month.
Next month is crazy.
I just want to be home for 30 days. That's all I'm asking. Can I be in my house long enough to hang artwork up in the bathroom, because that is the last space that always gets decorated as the bathroom. And I can't get to it. I can't get to anything. No, nothing's gotten up on the walls hardly at all, because we're just not home long enough.
Well, should we vie for who's going first a rock, paper, scissors? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are we doing one or best of three? What are we doing?
It's just one. Okay. I mean, you want to drag this out and have it take longer for you?
There's a lot riding on this one.
Okay, so it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah. All right, just that's confirming. I need us to be on the same page, because I don't want you to mess it up and then I show my hand. Okay?
All right,
ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Dang it.
The scissors. on my end and paper on Abby's.
I didn't have a plan. I went with this? Whatever I felt in the moment. And I love paper.
So what's funny, this morning I took Jack to his college orientation and they did a, you know, there's always an icebreaker thing and stuff like this.
Zip, zap, zap.
They did a rock, paper, scissors tournament where everybody at each table, everybody rock, paper, scissors each other.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, all the winners from each table go up front and they all compete with each other. So
how far did Jack
get? Out of the 40 students in the room, because the parents didn't participate, Jack was third place.
Wow.
And he pretty much went scissors every time. For the first round, it was his strategy, but.
Okay. So you stole that from Jack.
I went scissors in honor of Jack.
Okay. If I ever am up against Jack in a rock, paper, scissors tournament, I now know his secret.
But he'll hear this, so he'll know.
Yeah. Now he knows that we know that he knows that we know. So there you go.
Okay. So,
all right, you get first pick. So again, as a reminder, 2016 through 2024, once you select that year, and you can give a few reasons as to why that year is coming onto your team as like best RV miles travel team. And then I will, or you will share where you actually ranked that year on your list. And then we'll go from there. Okay. So,
We're not going back and forth.
Are going back and forth. So you're going to go, then I'm going to go.
I'm going to go my first year.
Yes, but let's say you said 2025.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just going to say, I had that ranked as my number 10 year. So you're going to open Google Docs and the three pages of notes that you took for this. I'm going to open the Notes app on my phone and go to the I only have to scroll once in order to get to my notes. All right. Your first pick for the RV Miles Best Of team is
2018.
Darn it, I can't cuss on this show. Dang it.
2018, I had to do this. I had to like go through everywhere we've been to really see this because 2018 was our third year as RVers. And it's the year that we really started to know what we were doing, I think. And we went to some great places. We went to New Mexico for the first time, which you all know that we absolutely love New Mexico. So we went to Roswell, we went to Carlsbad, we went to Guadalupe Mountains, we went to White Sands, the Gila Cliff Dwellings in Silver City. We really loved it there. I'd love to get back there someday. Santa Fe, Bandelier National Park. And then we made it up to Lee's Ferry, which I really loved. We went to Zion for the first time, Petrified Forest, Oklahoma City. We spent a long time in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we did.
This is when we were really starting to work with visitors bureaus. Mm-hmm. And they sent us around to some really cool places in Oklahoma City, like the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, the Banjo Museum.
I know, you're just rubbing it in. I know, it's my first pick.
And then we went to the Badlands of South Dakota for the first time. We went to Yankton, which was a really cool town. Mm-hmm. And of course, to Badlands National Park and Custer State Park and Mount Rushmore and all of it. We went to Palm Springs, California and Joshua Tree National Park for the first time.
Yeah. So I don't need to say any reason for 2017 because you're going to list every single thing we did in 2018.
The only bad thing about 2018 was that was the year that we had a decent breakdown in the bus. It wasn't the only breakdown in the bus we had, but we were in our bus conversion and it had an issue with the steering knuckle. Well, actually what happened was the bearing ate itself. The bearing was terrible in the front right. It was in such bad shape. It completely ate itself, which destroyed the spindle that the wheel rides on. So we had to replace the whole knuckle for the bus, which was hard to find. It ended up being a great month in Long Beach, California. We got to stay at one of Abby's youth friends' Airbnb house, and it had a wonderful time.
And
but
everything we're talking about here, you can actually go back if you're curious as to why we picked this, both of us not knowing, because neither one of us knows how the other person ranked these years, why we ranked 2018 as our number one year. every single episode of RV Miles is available to continue to listen to if you want to try to go and make it through our early days of podcasting. We
did those early years.
They were bangers. They were great. We had a great time.
We were like, we wanted to do a lot of things.
We did it, but we did a lot of like, well, I don't want to get into it because it's my turn to pick. So,
okay. All right.
Yes, I had 2018 listed as my number one year. And for every reason that you just mentioned. Okay. So 2018 is off. I cannot believe you took my number one pick. I thought for sure I would get that one. So I am going to go with, welcome to this team. I'm going with 2017. I'm taking 2017 because 2017 was really the official kickoff to our full-time RV life. Yeah. So we spent a little bit at the beginning of 2017 finishing up the bus at my parents', but I feel like 2017 is a really great pick. Some of the places we went to, just highlights. We went to Hot Springs National Park, New Orleans, Voyager, St. Louis. We spent Halloween in Chicago with our friends. We did the Great River Road. We were at Effigy Mounds. We went to the Gulf Coast for the first time. I went back to my old neighborhood that I grew up in, Biloxi, or in Gulfport, Mississippi. And this is where we fell in love with Gulf Island National Seashore in Pensacola, Florida. 2017 was a really pivotal year personally and professionally for our family. And that is why it's my top pick.
We had Bacon Fest in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Pigs were flying at Bacon Fest. We stayed at that great county park.
It was a city park. Yeah, city park. It was attached to their little baseball diamond.
They had Wi-Fi.
And
in 2017,
Mall of America in Minneapolis.
I mean, it was just, it was a good middle of the country year.
It was also the first time that we did sort of like, we really did follow the Great River Road.
Yeah, we really,
From here up north.
Yeah.
And that was a really kind of unique experience that we really haven't done again, other than when we traveled from Baja to Alaska, which I'm sure we'll get to at some point. But
broke my phone at Voyagers.
That was my number two pick.
Yeah. So Jack and Ethan recorded
Jack and Ethan Adventures
at Voyagers. That was great. So 2017, number one pick.
So far we are in line.
We are so in sync with each other.
We both chose the same top 2 years.
It's almost like we traveled together. It's very strange.
All right. For my second pick and the third overall pick.
Don't take it.
I'm going to pick 2020.
Okay.
And that might be a crazy year for a lot of people to think.
I had it ranked rather high.
Because obviously pandemic. But this was coming off of me getting a metal plate in my head and, traveling down south we went to New Mexico briefly. And then to Arizona, we went to Tucson, went to a full-time families rally where we met our good friends, the Armsteads. And then we made our way up to Verde Ranch in Camp Verde, Arizona. And that's when everything went crazy and started to shut down. And it was kind of wild for us because that was after we had been kicked off the road for a while with my brain surgery and all that. And this was sort of, we're relaunching, we're getting back on the road. And for a while there, it was kind of rough. There was a whole lot going on. But once we were able to start traveling again, once May hit and it got hot,
and
we had to leave Arizona, we started to make our way up to Colorado. In Colorado, we went to Durango in Mesa Verde National Park. We crossed over to Great Sand Dunes, which was still the best night sky experience we've ever had.
Wowzers.
We went to Colorado Springs and did Pikes Peak. And we went to Yellowstone for the very first time. Yellowstone was sort of, I think, our first of the, other than Great Smoky Mountains, which we had done before we hit the road.
Right.
It was our first of sort of the top tier rank of national parks. And it was just a wild experience to be there for the first time. So I really actually loved that year. And we went to Dinosaur National Monument.
You got recognized. We got recognized because that's the year we got kicked out of
kicked out of an RV park. So it's another weird reason to choose that.
But
we got recognized at Dinosaur National Monument wearing masks.
Wearing masks as the people who got kicked out of a campground. I agree. So I had this ranked as number four mm-hmm. on my list.
So close.
Mostly because we were able to safely find community inside of all of that, because we couldn't go home to family because we had family members that were immune compromised and we wanted to make sure that they stayed safe. So we were able to build a family, if you will, with the Armsteads mm-hmm. that has continued to this day. I was literally just texting Rachel.
I just talked to Rob yesterday.
Yeah, moments before we started recording this. So we have continued that deeply held friendship that I think was born out of going through something.
Forged
in the fires of COVID.
In the fires of Arizona's 100 degree heat in early May.
But that's also the year, I had it on the list too, because that's for fourth, because that's also the year that the news portion of RV Miles mm-hmm. really took off. So one of the ways that we found that we could be useful to the community at such a confusing time was to start talking about all the news that was happening in the RV and camping world, because so much was changing so fast. And so 2020 is really when RV and camping news.
We were doing it on the website already, but we had not transitioned to doing it in YouTube.
And that was really when we kind of started to embrace YouTube.
Yeah, I was getting
found our niche.
Some of the comments like, don't wear sunglasses. I don't trust what you're saying when you wear sunglasses. And this guy bobbles his head too much.
If only they knew.
Man, your hair looks like a wave. Surf's up, dude. Oh man, some of those stuck with me, bud. Okay.
We were so kinder to one another than on the internet. I'd give anything now for your hair looks like a wave.
It was bad. It was not good.
It was a tough time.
We also went back to the Black Hills again and got to go to Custer State Park again.
You know, we met Bianca and David mm-hmm. and Fraser at that time. You know, we just had found a little tiny corner of the world where we could get through that year and get through it in a way that worked for us and adhered to the things that we felt were really important during COVID. And so, I had it as number four. So not a bad pick.
Harvest Host is a membership that allows RVers to take a rest from the road and enjoy unlimited overnight stays at over 5,000 unique locations in North America, like breweries, farms, attractions, wineries, and much more. Easily plan and book your next RV trip and enjoy over $1,500 in exclusive member benefits by joining Harvest Hosts. Get 15% off your first year of membership with the code MILES. That's MILES. Go to harvesthost.com to become a Harvest Host member today. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by Liquified RV Toilet Tank Treatment. Eliminate black tank woes with Liquified RV Toilet Treatment, the ultimate enzyme-based solution for RVers. Their powerful formula simplifies waste management by breaking down solid waste and toilet paper, erasing foul odors, and ensuring smooth tank dumping. Liquified removes buildup on sensors for accurate black tank readings. It's biodegradable and safe for all septic systems, contains no formaldehyde, making it safe for pets and children, and is made in the USA. You can find Liquified at liquifiedrv.com.
Okay.
So that means I did hold on to my actual number two.
Uh-huh.
So my number two pick coming over to Abby's RV Miles Adventureland Emporium is, can you tell that I've been in Harry Potter worlds? Is 2021. Mm. So I'm taking 2021, and here's why I'm taking 2021 for us. So this was our first trip to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta.
It was.
Yes. Absolutely epic. This was also the year that we became brand ambassadors for Sabre, and we all know how well that relationship has turned out. So that was a really big one for our family because we also moved into a massive 43-foot fifth wheel, which we thought was like a McMansion. I remember when we first walked into the 37 FLL.
That one was 42. This one's 43.
Oh, really?
I think that one was a foot shorter.
I think it was like 42-11 or something.
I don't know.
Look, after 40 feet, like whatever.
It doesn't really
matter.
True. We say that all the time. If you're going over 40 feet.
Doesn't matter. And we were keynote speakers at the RV Entrepreneur Summit, which was like a really big deal for us. We were really honored to be able to speak there.
Our second time in the Montrose area, and we would go back a third time.
And we would go back, and we didn't get kicked out.
We didn't get kicked out this
third, the second or third time. So that was really, really nice. A few other highlights were, this is a deep cut inside joke. Only like 4 family members are going to get this. But this was also the year that Basket Man premiered, the movie Basket Man, which is one of the only things our kids have done together. And it is today one of the greatest cinematic features that has ever been created. I absolutely love it.
I have a couple experiences from that year that I loved that you haven't even mentioned.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So we also went to NASCAR.
Yes.
I did get to do yoga with goats and we got to drive on the track.
I mean, I thought it was a fantastic experience.
If I get to do the F1 that I want to do next year in Austin, that will be massive. Oh, yeah. Like that, I want to do that so
Abby's become next year.
A
F1 monster. Abby's a huge F1 fan.
I watch so much F1 on YouTube now. I just think all those drivers are so dang cute and funny, and I love them. Also, this is the year we made it to the Grand Canyon, which was another really big, like, check off the bucket list for us, especially for you. So I was surprised by 2 places in 2021. We both were, that we really loved. The first was Waco, Texas, and the Magnolia Silos.
Oh, we loved Waco.
Which Magnolia Silos is still sort of like we keep on our non-existent vision board for a campground. But if I had a vision board, and I did vision boards, but I would never do a vision board, I would put that on there for my campground. And then also the second one was where our love for Asheville, North Carolina and the Biltmore was born. And we still have a lot of love for Asheville, North Carolina. And the Biltmore was one of those places that we were really pleasantly surprised by. So
2021 was number 5 on my list.
Oh, interesting.
Loved that year. It was also our first time boondocking on the beach down at Mustang Island.
I forgot.
It was the year of the Great Texas Freeze-Up.
Wow. I blocked all of it. I just cut February of 2021.
8 degrees in San Antonio.
Cut that right out of my memory. Like, that to me feels like that happened back in, like, 2008.
Congaree National Park. Fort Sumter, yes. Charleston, yes. Myrtle Beach.
Yes. Oh, good old Myrtle Beach. Yeah. We had a lot of really great travels, and it was a huge transition year for us, too, because half of the year was spent in Ranger Gandalf. And then the second, basically like the second half, back half of that year was spent in the Sabre. So that was a huge kind of like transition year for us. And I think it was kind of a bit of a transition year for RV Miles as well.
Yeah.
We were starting to get more regularly into pretty consistent at that point with putting the podcast on YouTube. And then what the Sabre, the 37 FLL, opened up for us in regards to being able to film on the road was really huge because of that breakfast bar.
It was tough in the Pioneer.
Yeah, and if you've watched those episodes, you know how tough it was. We squeezed ourselves into that little dinette. That was during my tiny days. That was my tiny days squeezing myself into that dinette. Okay, so that was my number 2 pick. Mm-hmm. We're halfway down. Just as a reminder, you have 2018. Oh, and 2020.
I have 2018 and 2020.
And I have 2017 and 2021. All right. What is your third pick?
So my third pick is going to be 2023. This was actually 4th in my ranking, but my third pick that I'm going to get is 2023, which was the big Baja to Alaska year. So this is when we got the Ibex. We started the year off in Palm Springs. We actually had Christmas in Palm Springs and stayed there through the early months of the year. And then we headed down with the Schumachers to Baja and did the whole Baja thing and loved our time in Mexico, and then made our way up the entire coast of California and went to some wonderful towns in California, made our way up through Oregon and Washington, and got to go to Olympic National Park and so many different places, way too many to mention here.
Too many.
And then Canada and, you know, everything in BC and the Yukon Territory, and then Alaska. And it was a whirlwind. It was so much.
So busy.
It would probably rank higher on my list were it not so taxing. It was a lot.
You know where it ranked on mine?
Where?
9th.
Ninth.
I had it at 9th. I think that was because it was so taxing. And as that trip progressed, it just got more and more physically and mentally exhausting. However, I will say that when I was thinking back on that and I was pulling out places I would highlight, it was Canada, 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 Canada. Like my love for that trip was so Canada focused between going over to Victoria, from Fort Langley to Dawson City to Stewart to the top of the world, you know, just all of Canada, coming back through Saskatchewan, you know, going and that water park, that so much of Canada, driving through the Rockies.
The Edmonton Mall and that giant water park in the Edmonton Mall was really cool.
So much of my highlight for 2023 was Canada based, but it was such a whirlwind year that it's also hard for me to even remember 90% of it.
Work was so busy that year. And we were complicating it by living in a small trailer, a very small trailer, with kids who have now really grown up. A teenager and almost teenager then. And it was faster than we had ever traveled before. More boondocking. It was like 90% boondocking. It was so much boondocking. So it was a lot of work, but we went to some of the most wonderful places that we've ever been. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to like be negative. And I don't want to seem like negative about that year.
They were all great years.
They've all been great years, but it was, you know, learn from us. If you can do anything out of this, if you get anything out of this podcast, we hope that you learn through some of the, choices that we make. And I think that was as ambitious as you can get, but it's not something you can do and work full time. And our workload now is even more than it was in 2023. Yeah. And we struggled for those 8 weeks we were out on the road to get it done. That Baja to Alaska is an incredible itinerary. And I hope that someone takes the path that we've done and they go do it. I hope you get to do it and not have to work two full-time jobs and homeschool kids at the same time, because it's tough. I'm so glad we did it, but it is tough.
It was also kind of, you know, at that point where I think our family was just, we were already sort of moving towards, maybe our time as full-timers is coming to an end. And it is when we made the decision to not be full-time RVers anymore. We made that decision in Denali National Park.
Yeah.
And which was one of the best destinations we've ever been to.
And we were like, we're done. We're done now.
And we, you know, rented an apartment sight unseen back here. And we came back and then we bought this office. We had our first homecoming rally. And
I forgot to mention that about 20. Maybe I did. I just want to make sure that I do mention it though. 2021 was another reason why I had it on my list and I picked it, was because it was the first time we ever hosted an RV Miles rally.
Yeah,
was it at Verde Ranch?
We went back to Verde Ranch.
So then we were able to expand and grow in 2023 and homecoming. So yeah, that's your third pick. It would have been if I ranked it as my ninth.
You wouldn't have picked it.
So I'm going to go with my third pick here, and I am going to take 2022. And I'm going to take 2022 because 2022, to me, holds some of the best adventures, like some of our best year-long travel happened in 2022, where I felt like we were in a good, like the synergy was good, the rhythm was good. Everyone's age was good.
We certainly everything went all over the place.
Good, right? Like we started the year off at Disney, at Fort Wilderness. We ended the year in Disneyland. Like it just, we got booked.
We did
in.
Coast to coast and we made it to the north.
Bookend, you know, that was our first year that we went up to DC. So this was a big year too. This was the year that we really got to know the Schumacher family. And that friendship blossomed in 2022, and we traveled a lot with them in 2022, which was really enjoyable. And I think we went on some pretty incredible adventures together in 2022. Some of my highlights were that we visited Meow Wolf and it was the first time we'd ever done any Meow Wolf, and that was both in Santa Fe, and then we did it again in Vegas because we Thanksgivinged in Vegas, which actually was like an awesome Thanksgiving.
Oh, we got to do like Havasu. We did Valley of Fire.
We did a ton. We went back to the Balloon Fiesta that year. That was really great. We wintered in Palm Springs. We got to go and revisit New Mexico and take the Sabre to some of our favorite places in New Mexico State Parks. We got to go back to White Sands. So there was a lot of really wonderful Southwest travel. And I think that I am my happiest in the Southwest. I just really love RVing through the Southwest. And that was so just such a great adventurous year. But in a way of like things that aren't just specific to RVing, like obviously Disneyland, Meow Wolf, you know,
we
Vegas.
Did Colonial Williamsburg that year for
DC,
the first time.
We did
Jacksonville, and
we really liked Jacksonville too. Like there was
Savannah.
Like there was just a lot of places that we got to enjoy. The first half of the year was really spent in the Southeast. The second half of the year was spent in the Southwest. So I thought 2022 was a great year. I think it complements 2017, complements my adventurous theme.
This was sixth on my list, and I think it only ranked that low because many of the places that we went to, although we did so much more at them and had more time, a lot of the places we went to, we had been before. And I think that's why it ended up ranking where it did.
That's fair. Okay, so this is your final pick.
My final pick.
Team RV Miles, Jason, Boring Travel.
So let's see. I've already picked.
You've got 2018, 2020. And 2023, are you going to take the one I think you're going to take, which would be the one I'm going to take, and then I'll be sad?
I am going with 2019.
I knew you were going to pick that, even though it is the year of nocardia and your brain infection. I just knew you were going to take
because
that one.
Because the places we went to, I had a great time. This was seventh on my list. Spoiler alert. Out of the 9 years, eighth and ninth, I put our first year and our last year. I won't say which one until you get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So seventh was 2019. So it will be my fourth pick on my team here. But we visited San Antonio Missions for the first time, which we really loved, and had one of our best ranger experiences ever there.
She was great.
The LBJ home, we had a great time at. Dallas, Shreveport. We were really surprised by Shreveport and had a great time in Shreveport.
Yeah, I still think about that Asian Cajun fusion restaurant.
Yes, yes.
Like the crawfish egg rolls. The etouffee fried rice.
No, it was jambalaya egg rolls. Yeah, and like the crawfish was like a Vietnamese
Flavoring. Listen, that place was, I hope they're still around. I hope really that good community understands how good of a restaurant they had. I hope so.
We had a great time and sort of, again, this was a year we got to really work with visitor bureaus for the first time in some of these places, like in coastal Mississippi, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Mobile, Alabama. Really surprised by Mobile.
Loved Mobile.
Great time in Mobile, Alabama.
That was my Mother's Day brunch on the river.
We worked. Oh, yeah.
The jazz brunch. Yeah, remember we did jazz brunch? The Visitors Bureau sent us on a jazz brunch for Mother's Day.
Had a great time in Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill.
Oh. And look, if you're the type of, you know, if you work in this industry and you work a lot with Visitors Bureaus, at least when we worked with these folks many, many years ago, some of the nicest people I've ever worked with in the Visitors Bureau came out of the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area. Yeah,
also
so great.
In North Dakota, we worked with some great folks in some of the visitor bureaus there. We were on, many of you know this story, but this is the year that I had my brain infection in the fall. And we were on a tour of North Dakota. They have this whole campaign called Save the Best for Last because a lot of people who visit all 50 states end up in North Dakota last. So they latched onto that and decided we're going to hashtag it back in the days of hashtags. Yeah. So they were sending us around to different towns in North Dakota and we were having such a great time in Fargo and Grand Forks. And then we ended up in Minot where this all happened.
But we had a time. We had a time.
Even though I had a brain infection and had multiple brain surgeries and we got kicked off the road. This is also the year we sold the bus and, mm-hmm. and bought the travel trailer. I really look fondly on a lot of those travels, even the time we had in Minot and the experience there, and then being able to leave there and go down to like Bismarck and go down to the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. We just had some really great experiences there.
I didn't rank it as last, so it must not have been that bad. I ranked it as seventh. All right. So it was seventh for me. So my last and final pick, and then we're going to say goodbye, is because I had a theme of adventure. And what adventure could be bigger than gutting a school bus and turning it into your home on wheels? So 2016 gets my final pick for my team. That was the year that we decided to sell it all. That was the year that we decided to buy a school bus. That was the year that we completely changed our lives. It is because of that year that we are standing here today doing what we do. It was the ultimate adventure. And every other year that came afterwards would not have been possible if we had not taken that leap of faith in 2016. So it is my last pick on my team.
It was ninth for me. It was the one that would not have made it.
Well, you're the one that did 90% of the bus work. So I kind of understand that.
Well, the reason is it was that, but also then like I was still working in Chicago.
Oh yeah. I mean, that Barty Bunch was brutal.
There was some stuff that was a challenge. However, I ranked it so low because of as far as RVing goes, really. However, still some of the very, very, very best campgrounds we have ever been to on the road, Cook County State Parks. Cook County Forest Preserve, in and around Chicago. Some of the best campgrounds we've ever stayed at. They're now incredibly expensive now.
Stupid.
But I think we were spoiled a little bit at some of those places early on that we stayed at because
I think
they were so good.
Yeah. So that's it. That's our teams. Recap really quick. What 4 years did you pick?
Oh, yeah. So that's the hard part. Okay. So I had 2018, 2020, 2023. And
2019.
I have a terrible memory is what I have.
I had 2017, 2021, 2022, and 2016.
Who's got the better team? Nobody knows.
I do, clearly. But we would also love to know in the comments or over in the RV Miles Facebook group of all the years that you have been RVing, or maybe you've only been RVing for a few, however long. What would be your top 4 years? Or looking
maybe
back
the top
on
one, just yeah, give us
that's
the
fine.
One.
Or looking back on what we picked of the two teams, which one would you want? Which of those years would you like to have enjoyed out on the road in some of the places that we went to? You can let us know that down in the comments as well, too.
I do think it's interesting how we rank these because at least three of them we ranked exactly the same.
Yeah, almost exact.
The top two,
again,
for sure.
It's almost like we've been traveling together for the last 9/10 years. Like that, it's just the way it works out that way. So that is it for the August mini episode. It's not so mini, probably. We tried to keep these under 30, I guarantee.
39 minutes right now.
We're going to edit out a little bit. It'll probably knock it down to about 35. But thank you so much for joining us. We have a couple more mini episodes now through August, and then we will be back in September with our regular full-length RV Miles podcast episodes. But of course, if you want to connect with Jason and I, you can find us over on the RV Miles Facebook group. Jason mentioned that we're doing a draft. We're doing fantasy football with mile markers. So if you want to come over and see some of the other fun things we do with mile marker members, you can get your first month free. Just go to rvmiles.com/mile markers. But until next week, friends, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep logging those RV miles.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.